Hello everybody, welcome to another episode of TSC Uncut Podcast. We hope you caught our last episode. What was our last episode, Sir? Can you remember? What was it? Legal and structure. But you need to be more louder, if not they might not actually hear. Have we uploaded that?
Is it on? Social network.
No, legal. No. I don't know if it's up. Look at all our previous episodes on all various streaming platforms. Today's episode, we are talking about TSC.
It's features and portfolio companies.
Oh, that's an interesting one. I think we'll do it using certain parameters. Which of the portfolios do you like best? Which do you dislike? Why do you like those you like best? Why don't you like those you like best? DDA, why are you thinking of gifting? I can read your mind. I can read your mind. It's just
that's
gifting.
The one you like best.
Yes.
You love that why? App. I don't
have you used it?
You like the fact that you can say what you want.
Yeah, I don't know.
But why haven't you tried it out?
He hasn't done birthday. Wait,
when
is your birthday?
September.
Yeah, it's
yeah, but why did you do birthday at the Salah gift list?
How many people will give you birthday? Shall we have sent it to CPO? Because CPO is still going on birthday at the Salah things. So we'll be creating a gift list for you. Jay, did you eat meat from me? You see?
That's your fault. Yeah.
How is it my fault?
I gave you all the meat.
Wait, you need to get meat for the office.
Yes, now.
How many pieces of meat is No. We will be sending you a gift list. Which one do you like least?
Me?
Yeah.
I've not really thought about that. Maybe you just
have some side part. Do you have any other ones you like?
I like
off day.
Yeah.
Off day, okay. What have you, Jay? Which ones do you like best? Which ones do you like least? Why do you like them?
I like AgriTrader.
Oh.
It's all about buying and selling.
And
there's money.
And there's money. Anywhere there's money, they'll find you. Alright.
For the one I don't like least. Maybe I'll come back to that one.
What? Are you
scared? No, the ones they don't like is the. We will now use that information self to make it
first
better.
First three you like, Abi. Top three you like, top three you don't like.
Yeah,
so you have mentioned two. Which one is the third one?
I think I like
Tech
Solution.
So gifting, off-key,
Tech Solution.
But why do you like Tech Solution?
I don't know, I'm going to be tech in time, so maybe if I start my
how did you get a work in a tech company and you're not tech in time? You need to go back to your interview, then go back to your... Or is it because we put, what did we put in our interview, in our hiring?
Anybody?
But you know, everybody
likes
during interview.
Yeah, everybody likes during interview. No, but we even know, so we said there's something we wrote that what tools do you know? Don't mention hammer. But we also said we prefer you get the job done. Be a dropper and get the job done. And be a first class and waste our time. So that qualifies it. So we said tech solution.
Off-key and gifting. Top three.
AgroTrader, off-key and
transit. Okay, so
this is the best
thing. Wait, but it's like everything she mentioned has money. Yes, and it's big money, it's the big money players.
Real estate.
It's all the big money players.
All of the portfolios actually have money.
Big money.
Because gifting, we haven't met the guy.
We're back to gifting.
Say, I want this G-Wagon of like 500 million. You know, take out our percentage.
And get it, yeah. Like if Obi Kubana creates a gift list and his friends.
Or even if Davido.
What of Davido?
No, but Davido too, when he was raising that 10-10.
Imagine he used
gift list. How
much? Have got him money.
I would have cashed.
Or Burna Boy.
Burna Boy, he asked for
gift. No, just imagine Burna Boy wants gift. On a global scale. Big 7. Bigger than Whiskey.
No, no, no.
Like to us now.
Not right, you want
to. Okay,
we
don't have that.
Continue your list.
Like,
you can you can remove. So you people can come create your own WhatsApp group. Even Ashe, you can remove her smoke. I think she has one of the best, she has one of the highest brief clips record. She, that was last year. We don't know what CPMO we do. We were trying to schedule your birthday. We saw a stiffer.
Where's your birthday?
January or so.
No, we have BDA here up next.
BDA, BDA might need to give people.
Imagine if you made it that gifting, but once you pay the list, even if you don't get anything, you still have to pay. So you'll be in negative.
Yes. Actually thought about that.
That was why we made it free. Because we're trying to onboard more people to use it. So,
CPMO.
You need to be audible.
Okay, top. I'll go to transit. Then, off-kid. And then, elegantly.
Orchestrator, yeah.
He said off-kid.
Transit, off-kid, elegantly orchestrator.
Why do you like off-kid?
Okay, because, I'm a civil engineer. So. I started civil engineer, so. It deals with
them
houses, so I like stuff.
Yeah, just the house.
And sales. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You have liked the Adam project if you were on it earlier on when we did the architectural part. Mm. Alright, that's cool. The second one was transit and the last one was elegantly. Elegantly, why though?
Because
of
decoration. I like decoration. I like to see decoration.
But you know, anytime we talk about elegant, and that's why sometimes I always house them under. So this is elegantly flashes. I can't remember the other two. I usually house them with gifting. I house them under lifestyle tech. So a lot of people wonder why, what the technology behind elegantly orchestrated flashes. Gifting is clear already. So do you know what the tech is? Well, like what the innovation, not the tech actually, the innovation behind them. Does you know? 5K. And the word
innovation.
No, the question will not pass again. We'll come back again. See the way BDA just, it came to life. Like, how about? So yeah, I feel like the innovation behind it is the fact that if you're an event planner, for the most part, traditionally, and this comes to how we do advisories also. Like when we did a couple that we just did, wine bar, whatever, we try and take it from what the traditional can be, to adding a level of innovation. People were calling, like for the example, the fashion, somebody was saying they can measure you using, I don't know what the technology was, but that's something that is very important because a lot of tailors can't get clients because send your measurements. You send your measurements, what I ordered versus what I got, problem. But now if you can have that service. So now with elegantly, we figured a planner can only plan maybe at best, depending on his workforce, his resources. He can plan maybe two or three weddings at the same day, on the same day. But we elegantly, because we don't buy the resources, we don't have any of this. It's more like aggregating all the event planners onto a platform. So at peak, even if it's 50 events, we can plan it on the same day across any state, any country. That's what the technology or the innovation is meant to be. It's supposed to aggregate event planners. So if you need an event planner in Maiduguri and you haven't been to Maiduguri, you don't need to go to and start looking for it. You just come to gifting. So it's like off-key, almost like off-key, that allows you find houses anywhere, but now allows you. So we feel like, and people, there's wedding economy in Africa, in Nigeria, it's big money. So if it starts to generate, it's also big money there. But you just like it because of decoration. All right, you like deco, minimalistic or what's the other thing, or elaborate? What would you go with? Like your ideal house decoration would be what color?
We have curtains. what else?
No, like what color first?
Let's say some gold grey.
You say gold?
Gold grey.
That's what you
like. You like minimalistic. He likes
gold
minimalistic.
Gray. Like so white and grey.
Like that grey. He likes minimalistic in that case.
But I think this generation, nobody's doing curtains regardless. And everybody, nobody's painting like green, orange. Everybody
white.
You can
see when you say orange.
Orange. House green. How?
People
paint
house
green. Green.
What of blue?
I have a friend that everything in the house is green. Plates, everything.
No, that one is a green house.
Everything. What are green
plates? That is broken.
Everything in the house. In the past, people used to have bulky curtains, big thick sofas, like the chair will even have a shape of its own.
I hate those chairs
and stuff like that. But now, like our generation, everybody's going for L shape, U shape, stuff like that.
All these colors that you know, what color are your chair? You know the color. You know the color of your chair. What's the color of your chair in your house?
Teal green.
You don't know the color. You have left the group chat. So what's your own top three?
I'm the kind of person that doesn't like choosing gifts. If you want to give me something, just...
So you don't care what
to do? It's your thoughts that matters to me.
It's the gesture. People like you are rare.
I've learned the book.
I love that you said that because next year is my first year. I love it. I love that we are getting everybody is speaking their mind. Let me see gift list from you next year. You know, this year's gift list, I saw she put one bag, how much? $1 million or $100,000. Three Adire. 18,000
Yes, maybe. Yes.
Next year, on your gift list, just write is the thought for
me. But me, I don't like when I get gifts that I don't expect to. Because, like, when I was small, when I was young, my mother thinks that you have to go, it's your parents that will buy you clothes. But I go to the market and I say I didn't want it, and I was forced to buy it. That cupboard that is there, that's where it will stay. Maybe 3 years, 4 years, I will never wear it. So I've always been like that. I want
things that
I like. Somebody once got me a gift. It was this screwdriver set. Those ones that have many heads. And it's one of the best gifts I got. Not one of the best, but one of the gifts that I've used for the most part. And I wanted it at that point. So just kind of, I feel like...
It's not like you requested
from... No, which thought? No, I told the person, this what I want. Which thought? And like, why we created gift list, the story of some of these startups, now that we're mentioning them, is gift list was a reason because I hated when I kept getting birthday gifts I didn't like. Then I was going to marry. I didn't want people to start bringing plastic plates, plastic buckets, all those plastic packer. Don't even bring me TV. I have all this. So just let me tell you the things I want. The gift
and if you can't get the gift, just give me money.
I feel like the best gift sometimes I should just give money.
Honestly, in this economy, it's only money that is needed.
Just give me money.
Don't buy anything.
But it depends.
Yeah, no, if you can give me those things I want.
Like, some people want to buy something.
Some people want to buy
What is the least expensive thing that you think you just...
Yes, 30K.
That's the one you bought for me.
Me, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. No, but funny enough, I got a lot of things on my gift list too. That's funny enough. I got my jersey. I got, what else did I order? I had that FIFA 24 back. My FIFA 24.
I think you had basketball too or something.
No, I didn't have basketball.
You had a picture on his book.
You had five.
Yes, people bought my books. Some people bought my books. And then my iPhone I'm waiting for.
Some of us used to play money by phone, so it's
no,
like,
I don't play basketball. I said what do you mean they steal your money? It's not like you want to gift it. So yeah. So I feel like the network you have, like you mentioned, helps.
That's why she said we don't do it.
They have just looking at you.
You created a gift list now.
You didn't get anything.
You created.
I think created.
No, yeah, she didn't create yet. But the asking
how you it was just company that sent gift for you. No? Maybe you'll have created. That was what BJ was saying.
Yeah, why did I not do it?
Yeah.
But it's not too late though, you can still do it and just say.
No, I said not too late. She did housewarming when she was a copper. She made sure people sent her.
Why it's not too late?
Housewarming is the only one.
It was housewarming, then I did birthday.
You've done donation through
that. I did donation. No,
they sent you some donation.
It's BJ that handles gifting, but you didn't send me the link. Top three.
Oh, we're doing top first, so everybody.
So I like Offcake very well because it was very useful. It's very useful. I think drivers. I like drivers too. I've used drivers, so obviously I love it. then which other one? I think I'll say tech solutions too, because it deals with crypto and everybody's in the crypto space too. So most people.
Yes, it's like, who is everybody?
Most people are into crypto.
Which one? Drivers. Why do you like drivers?
Because it allows you like interstate trips and it's very luxurious. You don't have to go to public transport and motor park and say I want to rent the whole kabu. They can come and pick you from your home. It depends on what you want. I think most people don't even like drivers just staying with them.
Do you remember one client we had? Who was that client?
I think it was Prakash.
It was Prakash. Call us, he meant say please tell the driver to stop visiting with me.
No, I said there are people that don't like it though.
Tell him I do not want to be distant with.
I feel like if I ask you a question and him, but unprovoked. So
I think most drivers do this gisting kind of thing.
I feel you should read the body language of the person you
meet.
If I'm squeezing my face and I enter your car,
are we on the right track? How many minutes left? You tell me 3 minutes, you know the road is bad, that's why. Simple. Not that this our government.
No, I feel like with this now, is this thing they do? What does it tell you? There are people that do this one now, where orientation, staff orientation, yeah. Like even when that happened, because we took it as a, we had to tell the lead driver, please let all the drivers know, read the body language of the client. Initially, too, we thought it was cool to gist, so we used to be friendly, but apparently.
The problem in Nigeria is be friendly is different from tell me your life problem.
Hey, that's where I was coming to. So why that client was angry was the gist was inquiring more like I need money.
Help me.
Like, you know that fuel is so expensive now. I queued for how many hours?
Children
and my family. School. Even I just bought bread maybe today. And Indians, even in general, should I open my own and tell you?
I don't know what the person is traveling for. Somebody can be traveling for a funeral, a wedding, like different.
So just read the emotions.
Read the emotions.
So,
what have you?
Yeah, so my top three was elegantly orchestrated. Then transit, because I've been making money off that one. Then I think for the last one will actually be off key also.
Why?
No, it's not like you don't like it. Just it was not top three yet.
Top three.
Yeah.
And you can select
gifting. Maybe it will be number
see
four.
See, Baby J is selecting gifting. He said, "I'm with you on gifting." Okay, so why do you like? Which did she mention?
Transit.
Why do you like transit?
Because I've been making
leads off it. But how have you been making money off it? Like, what did the person use it for?
It's
like,
mostly for delivery. So it's actually very easy and convenient. You're in your house, you just fill the form. And you can just easily redirect it to someone or so tell the person about it. It's very easy to use.
It's very convenient.
For transit, yeah. And it does interstate, between the states. You have market runnings.
Yeah.
You can pick loads and all of that. Yeah. So I think we need to even rephrase. I'll say my own number. We need to rephrase it. Okay, I think least favorite still works. Doesn't mean you hate it totally.
Yeah, least favorite is just your least favorite.
No, even if it's not that I hate gifting.
So
my least favorite.
Yeah, because funny enough, my least favorite currently is transit. Why? Because I used it of recent and that form, I think when I was building it that time. Mm. Or when we're building it. It was like the most convenient way to arrive at it. But filling that form for every order is very stressful.
It's actually, and that was the one.
There's a case where you have to put your numbers twice.
Yeah.
It depends on who is sending the item and receiving it.
You have to fill the whole form again. So I feel like one of the things that gets it from my list to my top would be in a case where the SCART app launches. And now, because it's a feature on it, your data is already saved. So every time you come, your name, phone number, email, all those ones are done. So you're just most likely, even if your pickup is the same location, you can just select it. And because I feel like the faster most of these things can users can use them, the faster the more they use them, it's good for conversion. So transit will be one of my list at the moment in terms of that feature.
You're mentioning your list first.
Okay, so I was supposed to mention my best. Okay, my best is I like tech solutions. I like unknown. And I like agro trader. So those are my top three. I like unknown because it was one of the first startups that we built. That's on a personal scale. But I like it because it hasn't even harnessed its potential. There's so much to unknown that maybe because we are the ones that understand the mission statement to unknown that they haven't unlocked. So unknown is supposed to be unknown is supposed to allow you be able to create your own. No, we'll cut Baby J's part on it. Uncut, but your own part will be cut. Because we don't cut the podcast. Now, unknown is supposed to be, it's supposed to help aggregate a lot of designers on board. Means BDA can launch a fashion brand without needing to know how to design, worry about production, logistics, anything. If you even just have a writing that you want, you can say, so that's why, so everybody can launch their brands just from their phone. So that's like the full value chain. That way now the whole process is simplified into just so now if we were to link it with the new trends, AI, you could just say that we add an AI feature that allows you to talk to unknown and say, I need to launch a brand, I want the name to be this, I want the logo, give me this brand, and it provides you everything. And then from there it moves to production. You say, I want to produce 5,000 pieces. I have so it has so much potential, and it was supposed to be built on unique kind of designs. So for every unknown design, I think I saw your story yesterday with one of the unknown shirts that you stole. Actually, I don't know how you got access to that shirt. Okay, we'll go back to inventory in unknown space. So okay, I think you did a service.
Yes.
Then you got it as a bonus. Okay. So for every unknown design, there's a story behind it. No matter, a lot of people don't know, but there's usually a cryptic message. So it always has like a brand direction. It's either telling you the research number that if you look up on Google, you might see the proposed cure for HIV. Because you know there are
research number and what's the name?
There's patent number that if you search now, it shows you that this is supposed to be the cure for HIV that people published but never. So there's always like a whole story to it. So yeah, I think that's it. So least favorite. I started, so let me just take
it. Three, but
three. Oh no, let's just do one. It's too much for three. Yeah. I don't think I have three. Actually.
We have not got to your least favorite.
Okay, my least favorite will be credentials.
Why?
I
really like credentials.
You
put your hand
up. You second it. Why?
No, but I really like it too.
But why don't you like it? So that maybe I explain the scope.
That's why. Okay, I can agree with that. But recently I was talking to somebody and they were telling me, like, we were looking for ways that we could collaborate with the NGO, and they were saying, I was pitching up a credential to them where they can represent, like, people, there are lawyers that do pro bono cases for people that can't afford lawyers, are falsely accused, and stuff
like some of
that.
CPO's friends that we left in that,
so
in that place.
Okay, now you would have gone to the app and gone to
But that was why Curential was made.
Exactly. And then he was saying they have something similar like that in a workplace where if you have like maybe sexual misconduct, you can go and report it there and stuff like that. So I feel like people are doing more things like that.
You don't like it. You have a number of a lawyer on your phone.
No. So now the number of police arrest you.
It's you that need to love itself.
Give me answers. Like, no. You know some of the NSAS issues where the police can harass you forcefully, take you to the prison, you sleep there, they'll carry your phone.
That would be like, I've not seen it of prison.
You personally, I get what you mean. But it has like a very big need when it comes to like society.
The last podcast we have regarding
structure.
Legal structure.
Yeah, you mentioned something like going to prison,
yeah.
There are some people that
wait. Who mentioned going to prison? I'm not going to prison.
No, I'm just saying that.
because I had going to prison.
Okay.
Yeah,
like visiting prison.
Okay,
like,
okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just 5k, 1,000, like skipping them
inside that place, yeah.
So they're naturally used.
Yeah.
I think the coming out
of
what you said,
sorry,
the main problem.
Sorry. You have like an NGO that is this going to prison? Because I know this Washington, this thing I refer to, you have he was my mate when I was in my one state.
Okay.
He attended the last one. This he did this inmate educational foundation. I don't know if you know. Inmate educational foundation. So what would they do? Because I'm one of the
volunteers.
One of the NGOs now. So we go to prisons, we teach
them, okay.
Teach them, So I don't know if we have like a body, like an NGO.
And that's what I was trying to say. I feel like we need more lawyers and then like volunteers to go to all these prisons because we don't have that yet. So people don't. I don't know that we have like plenty of people visiting prisons and stuff like that. It would actually. So yeah, that would actually be nice, chat.
For me, apart from not having any way from them. They talk too much.
Lawyers.
And they talk too much.
When you have a kid.
They are paid to buy.
When you have a kid and you need them to defend you.
Your disfavor is for doing it.
Same
franchise.
It's spiritual. Lawyers talk too much.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying. When you have a kid and you need them to talk on your behalf, you will not mind that.
Not that I'm not actually
Yeah, lawyers are very important to me. The way everything is going, because somebody can just arrest you for no reason. Who will defend you? Who will save you?
No, the way that we have to use the engineer itself. It's not about the arrest itself. When they arrest you, you're able to
do it. That's one thing.
Regardless of whether you are innocent or guilty, that's what they will maltreat you first.
When some of them, when you drop something, they'll just
leave you. That's what I'm saying.
What if you done something to drop by that
moment? That's the use of the lawyers now. But why will you drop something? Because no matter how guilty you are,
you are not supposed to treat you like that until
maybe when they're proving that you are guilty for that.
Even Mr. Macaroni, which is doing that in South Africa.
This is where they deck you. They deck you. So imagine you said that you have no social media. He has social media presence, so. And people were tweeting up and down, bring him out, you that nobody knows you apart from your family. No, like family and friends now, who, like, we're not big like them now.
That was why I first say ox. We're talking about that system here.
We're not big like them. So you don't want to
grab
a
together?
I'm telling you. You like TikTok or?
No, that's video. Your pictures. Just one
picture.
They do.
They have videographers.
They have videographers.
Yeah.
It has to do with coverage. No matter, even if you are doing those things.
But you don't like pictures. That's good.
I don't like pictures.
So how do you do it already?
I'm in the world. We are waiting for videos.
You just do videos.
I'm in short pictures. If she wants to. It's not that I don't like them, but I don't eat them.
I like pictures. Yeah, you hate pictures.
No, not like that, bro.
Why do you always run in? Anytime I come with my camera, video secrets.
I like pictures, but I don't hate them.
That's it, I wanted to record
you. So which one is your least favorite?
Let me see. I think that it might be elegantly orchestrated, but because I don't like my decorations are very. I feel like I don't.
Elegantly come out to you. No, no.
Elegantly orchestrated
So which one is your least gifting? Okay.
I
think that might be my own, but mainly because my decor is always one type of way. This thing is bloody underneath.
Your favorite? Do you mention chocolate too?
No, that's not my favorite.
You don't have to be because I have it.
My own complaint for elegant is the elegant part.
You have a problem. You know your own is the budget wise.
And that's what
said it's the elegantly part.
But my fourth one actually is Shopee. I like Shopee.
Because of the fact that it does recyclable very good.
Yeah.
And that is actually a big market, because other than that, it will contribute to waste. If people are not recycling it, they will just dump it. Then
the
carbon waste. And the fact that now you can afford to buy things on the budget.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also.
I don't know if I say thrift part too. They're actually very nice. But I
yeah. What did CPO say about, what were you saying now about something? Elegant.
Yeah,
you know what? You know, with every startup, yeah, you identify the market you want. If your market is this, then that's your market. So we want to do elegant market.
I'm not a market of elegant.
The way they say they are not in the market of getting your So we can't, so like now, look at it, we build something to help people. Curentia cases. Even though the Curentia has like two sides. There's the pro bono side. Why you see there's not so much activity? Because the side that is monetized hasn't gotten as much traffic to be able to help the pro bono side. The monetized part is people doing their CAC, selling their houses through it, because for every house that is sold, there's legal fee. So we are trying to, once we can structure Ofke, and Ofke has its management, Curentia automatically does those deeds. So we can now use some of that proceeds to now start doing all those outreach. But at the same time, you just mentioned a lead, which is, if you have an NGO that is into, how do they get them to partner? So those are leads that you people are already identifying, because automatically the NGO is paid. They pay the NGO to do so. They can work with these people.
Exactly.
And why
the NGO that you mentioned to onboard some people to do the
why Curentia is different is Curentia now covers anything we build. The innovation is we always try to build something. We are seeing the person again. You should see. We always try to build something. We always try to build something. Do it there again. We always try to build something that covers a wide range of region. Like Curentia now covers many states. Yeah, you get it. So that's it. Then we build the regular things for regular people that want to start brands unknown. We also build solutions for people that are doing business. Then we say, okay, let's build some high-end things too. Elegantly, flashes.
So now, you think you convinced me?
With these few points of mine, I hope I've been able to convince and not confuse you on the need to move to the elegant side of life.
Well, I like long things.
But you that you're always shouting any small thing that is, you see, 1 million.
Maybe that's why I like shopping.
Yeah, so let's
unisex
too now. Yeah, he was saying so that she gets males, so people can respond.
Unisex. But I feel like the unisex street market is tricky. As
people
to see male.
Get male stuff, actually.
Remember when we Kasombechi was.
It's not hard.
It's easy to get. It's easier to get, but I feel like guys know the sources themselves, and most of the things guys wear is just shirt, jeans. So it's not like fashionable things that like now you look at some of those girl things. You don't understand.
What I mean is that you can wear two trousers maybe.
She now thought about it.
You know, if you have 5 t-shirts or 4 t-shirts, you're good for like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
but you will wash it now.
Say a month.
But you will wash it. It's just
yeah,
like,
but what I mean
no,
is
nah,
they
yeah,
know,
yes, yes.
It's babes that you can't, they can never be caught repeating an outfit.
Eh?
Eh?
Like babes now, babes do not want to be caught.
Yeah, that's the right English. We not want to be caught.
Exactly,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So their demand to shop is more.
Me, I feel like, you know how I buy things? I buy things every year. I can buy 7 jerseys, 7 shirts.
Yeah, I think I have somebody like that.
That's how I buy. And
yeah,
then,
yeah.
If I use them, I won't buy again until maybe the next year. And when I'm buying, I will.
Yeah,
so that's where your
shopping
is supposed to come in for me, yes.
Wow.
That's
no,
where,
because they already want them to be maxed for that whole year. There's nothing happening.
Get rid of them.
So much.
So
they're putting them for a lot now.
You say?
Jess is just the original one.
Yes, original Jess is now. My Jess is, when I...
You'll be one for 5 years then.
Yeah, but because new seasons have come out and new designs have come out,
exactly,
this is why
so
I buy them.
Exactly, so which guy wants to buy the old season?
some people buy vintage. Like now the Nigerian jersey I bought was 1996 or 4. One of those years, the one for my birthday. So
next year now you I think for guys the thrift market the maybe shorts and cargo.
Yeah, cargo pants. Yeah, but the thing is, even the cargo is not from you to our unit.
But you know, and also most of my things are from unknown. That's one thing you also need to know. You had this, apart from my jerseys, I think jerseys is the only things that are not from unknown that I have.
Yes.
Okay, sorry, and jeans. Thank you. Jeans, jerseys, and any chinox pants. Those ones. But my shoes, bag, tees, native, all of those stuffs are like unknown or the unknown partners we do. So I feel like unknown has so much potential. It's one of the startups that I like the most, but I haven't had the energy to get it to where I want it to be. That's why when I saw that Geo Motion thing, I was quite interested in what he wanted to do, because if now you are able to have someone like that their business is scaling, you can just find a way to infuse a partnership on known Geo Motion, and I'm also thinking of, it's just publicity for the most part, because I know that the younger generation, and that's why we did what we did with URP, where we had somebody design the URP image. It's a database that we are trying to get of creatives that design cool things, so that when we want to roll out the unknown thing, we already know there are a couple people's.
Well, yeah, quick story. When I was in uni, I wanted to start a brand. Well, I did one, it was called Alright Banana.
I like the name, Alright Banana, it's so nice. There's so many designs that have come to my head. Banana that are spoiled, banana that look like it's high, banana that... Yeah, like so much can be done with that name.
So after that, I did not do that. And then I went to Green Boys. Green Boys,
that's the name.
Yeah, that's the name. But that one did not come to life. And we had good design. My problem was getting a good shirt, quality t-shirt. That was affordable.
Shirt and production.
Yeah, that was affordable.
And then the time. Because let me tell you why unknown, like why I do business and why I'm very particular about paperwork. I'm going back to paperwork. I don't see to be like paperwork again. It's because when I did unknown, I feel like you see almost even if you look at history of most startup founders, they usually do merchandise first. I don't know why. I've noticed it's like I don't know whether it's like the first most common business for our generation or so. I just wanted to make shirts that were nice. Yeah, I wanted to do it with my friends. Then we were going to graduate because everything is time, but when you're in the moment, it looks long. And if we need to graduate, then it needs to be structured because we're not going to be in the same place. We need to still, because merchandise is also one of the hardest startups to do. That's why you see brands like Babe, Off-White. They don't fund a lot of brands in Nigeria. And my idea is, instead of funding brands in Nigeria, because I know it's hard, it's just, let's create the structure that just allows them be able to leverage on it. So it's like headless commerce, where you don't need to create a store. A store has been created for you. So when we even broke apart, some of my friends stopped being friends, because I needed it to be structured, and they were just like in the moment. You understand? And that's why everything always has to be good. And now, like to mention what you were saying, even if you were able to launch it, you might not have had the time to keep it going. From production wise, from you being the person handling production.
If that's that, how, like, a good team.
Yeah, because how much realistically, even if you're selling 50 shirts every month, you get, and you're selling it at, then now shirts are 7k, but only a few people still buy t-shirts 7,000. If you were selling it then shirts were 3k, 350, that's 150k. By the time you remove production, like 90k has gone.
Exactly.
You're left with 60k.
Design.
Exactly. Let's now say you have a team of three. See, 20k you people use and leave. You understand? So maintaining it to scale is not easy. That's one of the things why I just looked at it and said, this is a feature that I want unknown to have, so that whenever we roll it out, it will help. Now your brand could have been existing. Right. Even if you are getting that 20k, it's just extra money, no work done, no stress. And I feel like that's why one of our target market for that would be schools, universities. People want to do brands, people want to launch brands, and there's a market. At that time, I would have told you, you must buy shirts. Do you understand? Yes. And you can now use it to build a fan base. So unknown has so much, there's so much potential.
What about that nice university proposal?
Yeah, so that is usually for their bulk kind of feature where they have like a bulk work. I don't know. So, you know, with me, and that's why I say I'm never really stressed, but I always like things done well. I can give you a proposal now, maybe you come back to me in 8 months.
Yeah, true.
It happens. I know you can, that's why I always say you can start a business today, you might not get any customer for 18 months. It happened with Tech Solution. Zero traction. And after that, it became top performer. Back. So now that is even down. And it's, so all our startups, let me use this to round up in case. Most of our startups, even ones that look like you don't know about them, for people listening to the podcast, they are all built very efficiently. They solve an important problem.
There's a
pain point associated to them. We try to make sure that they are responsive. You're never going to use one of our platform and not get a response. Maybe it's going to hide in your spam mail, but we know that there's a mail, and we try now to address that by using WhatsApp. And one of the things we are promising to deliver as a firm is we want to aggregate all our startups into one feature, into one super app that now creates all of this, that enables all of these startups to now be accessible from one endpoint. By doing that now, if you're on it and you fund your wallet, you can order a ride if somebody wants to travel and come and visit you from another state and the person needs a Prado Jeep, you can request that they go and get you food for the person that just came. If your friend is coming and police stop him abruptly, you can request elegantly orchestrated.
Correction.
Let's say you want to plan a dope house party or you want to now plan an event with that friend, you can use elegantly. Let's say you need it to be captured with moments, Flash is there for you. Let's say you need it to become a trending thing because you just like fame, your promoters is there for you. Let's now say you need brand merch or you want to produce a merch for the people that didn't come. And your friend has an idea, oh, let's use this idea. Oh, see monkey bananas or banana monkeys and unripe banana or they gave them unripe banana and it became something. Why they give us unripe banana? And you can design a merch with it. And let's now say, and we also do things beyond the conventional lifestyle brands. So this, most of these I mentioned are kind of lifestyle brands, except for Curentia and Liga Girl. The food you eat, we try to claim the value chain with Agro Trader, Transit, as well as help create cross-border payment simplicity. So we want to build that super app, and with that app, we hope that it becomes more known. And we also want to back startups that are addressing pain points, be it from playing video game, to people making money playing video game, to more recyclable wearables when it comes to footwear, to different things. That's how we identify product. So we always look at what is the worst thing about our startups to be able to get better at it, and whatever the best thing is, we try and leverage on it and amplify on it. So thank you guys for listening in on this podcast today. Tell us any of our features that you've used. If you haven't used any of it, check out our website. You'll see all our portfolios, www.theskypegroup.com. If you're building something that somebody has said is strange, it might not be successful, or why are you building it, talk to us. It might be the thing we are looking for. So we'll catch you next episode. Thank you guys. Bye from the team.
Bye.
Bye.